Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. What is discernment, and just how critical is it? Discernment is not knowing the difference between right and wrong. It is knowing the difference between right and almost right. C.H. Spurgeon. Think about that for a moment. Right and almost right. How many times have you been there? Yes and almost no. No, but maybe I could do this. Is it really so bad, is it? So what comes to mind when you hear that term, spiritual discernment? One, maybe a spiritually based way of making big decisions about marriage, work, or your children. Two, maybe an inner compass that points you to true north. But I really like the focus of Spurgeon in that it's not just about that. See, you may think it's a means to interpret Scripture. The truth is, it's about all of them and much more. So what is it? The goal of discernment is to live according to the thoughts of God, practically and spiritually. This is what it means to see things the way God sees them and act accordingly. For a Christian, discernment is a process by which God helps an individual reach the best decision. The Latin root of discernment means to separate or set apart. In Christian life, it is the ability to separate good from evil, truth from falsehood, and wisdom from foolishness. But it isn't something that just happens. You don't wake up ready to bench press 300 pounds. It takes training, determination, and purpose. We accomplish this by assessing the moral and spiritual status of each situation, individual, group, decision, or movement. In Matthew 7, verse 1, the Bible says that Jesus urges us to be discerning and discriminating while remaining non-judgmental. Boy, do we need that in the world today. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. The key to proper discernment is to avoid judgmentalism. As Jesus Christ confirmed to us in his ministry through the Holy Spirit, discernment comes only from union to God and his word. The goal of discernment is to live according to the thoughts of God, practically and spiritually. This is what it means to see things the way God sees them and act accordingly. In a sense, this is the essence of discernment process. Being able to differentiate between the people of the world, the voice of God, and to recognize when something feels right or wrong. We mere mortals often forget to listen to divine interpretation when deciding about our lives or another person. There are two types of decision making: head-based, those ruled by logos, meaning logic, and heart-based, those ruled by ethos, meaning emotions. Most people who make decisions with their heads are usually rational, impersonal, and objective. Heart-based decision makers are thought of as passionate, empathetic, and centered in their feelings. Both logos and ethos have strengths and weaknesses, but it can also be unwise to use just one or the other when making decision. Discernment is the marriage of these two ways of thinking. This enables us to make sound decisions through logic and not overlook details, while also demonstrating empathy and understanding the viewpoints of others. But what does the Bible say about this important topic? Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. 1 John 4:1. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. If we seek to develop spiritual discernment through the Spirit of God, we need to do more than reading about or visualize it. We have to get out there and do it. When you think about it, God is the only one who can offer real spiritual discernment. So it makes perfect sense to ask for his help, to pray. Occasionally, it can be hard to understand what God wants to tell us, but it becomes clear when we study his word. And then there are times when we need to sit with God and listen. This is meditative prayer. We can go for a walk and meditate on God's word. Another way is to seek spiritual counsel from those with a knowledge of God. When we seek counsel, we should do so from people who have the knowledge, experience, and wisdom to properly advise us. Just talking with our friends who may not have the necessary expertise to provide sound biblical counsel is unlikely to always provide wise answers and good results. Through discernment, we can make the best decisions in our lives, which is why we should not judge others. While discernment may be used to make decisions about a group or movement, it doesn't mean it should be used for judgment. And in Philippians 1, 9, and 10, it says, "And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ." I pray that you have a Jesus-filled day.